thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers. Listen to what you're saying. Seek a higher consciousness, a state of peacefulness, and know that God is always there. And every thought becomes a prayer. Our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers. Listen to what you're saying. Seek a higher consciousness, a state of peacefulness, and know that God is always there. And every thought becomes a prayer.
I invite you at this time just to sit back, relax. Allow yourself to breathe. Feel the comfort of the chair, the support of the chair in which you are sitting. Let go. You are in a safe place now, because we're going into that place of prayer. And we are moving toward the Father, toward God, to that still small voice that lives, that dwells deep within the hearts of each and every one of us. And so if we just take some time to let go of all of our concerns and our worries and our fears, we become more natural to us just to realize just how safe that we are. Because we are beloved sons. We are our beloved daughters. We all share in the oneness. And so we move yet deeper. We continue to take breaths, and with each breath, we're reminded of this incredible gift of life that we share. And as we breathe in and out, we become more in tune with our own very life. We move into a place where not only are we more comfortable to ask, what is mine to do? But as we relax and feel the safety, we eagerly seek an answer to that question. What is mine to do? To what is it that I am called? Who am I to be? And most profoundly, who and what am I? The words each and every one of us will hear will be unique to us, but they all carry the same message. You are loved. You are precious. You are cherished. Beyond your wildest imagination. You are held in the arms, the embrace of spirit. A spirit that surrounds you, a spirit that flows around you, in you, with you, and through you. And it is in that embrace of spirit that you know that it's okay to move to a place of joy, a place of laughter, a place of celebration, a powerful place of love, and a place of peace. And so I invite you at this time just to dwell there and listen in some moments of silence. And so now, softly and gently, I invite you not to reawaken, because the awakening is what we experienced in the silence. But I invite you to bring forth your renewed awareness, your revitalized consciousness, to the space around you, to the reality of a Zoom Sunday service, and knowing that that's all okay. It's the way it should be. And we know that at any time, if we grow confused or frightened, or maybe thinking that we've returned to some sort of complacency, we could always return to that place of prayer and meditation. We could always take that time to hit the pause button and become refreshed. And so now we return with a renewed spirit, ready to live in this crazy, crazy world, ready to show up as who and what we truly are. And for this time together this morning, to pray, to celebrate, to grow more of accepting of the oneness that we share, to be together in communion, we say thank you. Thank you, thank you, sweet spirit. And so it is. Amen.